Hello, music lovers, and thank you for logging on to EastLAReview.com internet radio. Welcome to another session of Vinyl Classics. Today, we have a very special jazz album for all of you music lovers. Today's featured artist will be Bobby Humphrey, a jazz flautist who was born in Marlin, Texas, and raised in Dallas. In 1971, Bobby Humphrey became the first female artist signed to the Blue Note label. This is her first album of six albums which she recorded for Blue Note. The title of this album is Flute In. Let's listen to side one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard side one. The songs you just listened to, starting from the top, were Ain't No Sunshine. Then we heard It's Too Late. Next was a very special version of Sidewinder, the great jazz song written by Lee Morgan, who also performed on this recording with Bobby Humphries. After that, we listened to Sad Bag. And side one was finished with Spanish Harlem. When Bobby Humphrey was a student at Southern Methodist University, she performed in a talent show, and the great jazz legend Dizzy Gillespie happened to be in the audience. Very impressed by her performance, he suggested that she pursue a musical career in New York City. Taking his advice to heart, with her fortitude, talent, and determination, she got her first big break at the Apollo Theater on Amateur Night. After her triumph, she worked regularly in New York City with the great Duke Ellington and other musical artists. In 1976, she was named the best female instrumentalist by Billboard magazine. She also played on Songs in the Key of Life in 1976 with Stevie Wonder and George Benson. Let's listen to side two. Thank you. Welcome back. What you just heard on side two was Don't Knock My Funk. After that, we heard Journey to Morocco. And the last song on side two is titled Set Us Free. You know, for good or for bad, we're known by the company we keep. Fortunately, the quality of Bobby Humphrey is borne out by the company that she kept, as you can find out for yourself by checking out the text included on this presentation and also by checking out her webpage, which is listed there with the rest of the information. This is Tom Morin thanking you for another session of Vinyl Classics.